Arjuna has just returned from Dvaraka, and now Maharaj Yudhisthira is asking him questions about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his Dvaraka associates.
Arjuna appena ritornato da Dvaraka e ora Maharaj Yudhisthira gli sta facendo delle domande sulla Suprema Persona di Dio e sui suoi compagni a Dvaraka.
Maharaj Yudhisthira, being a devotee, has a very strong intuition in regards to Krishna.
Maharaj Yudhisthira, essendo un devoto, aveva una forte intuizione nei confronti di Krishna.
And his intuition tells him that maybe the Lord has wound up his pastimes. That means closed his pastimes in this earth, and maybe he has gone to Goloka Vrindavan.
E questo suo istinto gli faceva pensare che forse il Signore aveva terminato i suoi divertimenti su questa terra e se ne era ritornato a Goloka Vrindavan.
It is said that the Lord can hide before everyone, but he cannot hide before his devotee.
Si dice che il Signore può nascondersi di fronte a chiunque, ma non può nascondersi di fronte ai suoi devoti.
So just to confirm his greatest doubt, his intuition, you could say, Yudhisthira is here asking his brother Arjuna how is Krishna?
E proprio per confermare questa sua intuizione, qui Yudhisthira Maharaj chiede ad Arjuna come sta Krishna.
Is he enjoying in the association of his associates in the Sudharma Assembly Hall?
Si sta divertendo, gode della compagnia, nella compagnia dei suoi compagni nell'assemblea Sudharma?
Yes, and we know that this question is almost too much for Arjuna. He begins to cry, and then he tells the news that yes, Krishna is gone.
E questa domanda fu troppo per Arjuna, che cominciò a piangere e poi rispose che sì, Krishna se n'è andato.
Yes, in the purport Srila Prabhupada speaks about why Krishna is so, let me say, so attractive to his devotees.
Nella spiegazione Srila Prabhupada parla del perché Krishna sia così attratto, attraente per i suoi devoti.
He is attractive because he is Govinda. He pleases the senses and also the internal sense, the mind, very much.
È attraente perché è Govinda, dà piacere ai sensi e anche specialmente ai sensi interni, alla mente, dà grande piacere.
And Srila Prabhupada goes on to explain in the purport that the Lord has come to establish a certain culture, Brahminical culture, which is suitable for attaining God realization.
Srila Prabhupada continua nella spiegazione dicendo che il Signore è venuto a portare la cultura brahminica che è molto adatta per la realizzazione spirituale.
This is a short summary of the purport. But I wanted to go with you a little bit into the meaning of the word Govinda.
Vorrei entrare un po' con voi nel significato della parola Govinda.
Krishna pleases the senses and the mind.
Krishna dà piacere ai sensi e alla mente.
That's why whenever he leaves the world or leaves a town or wherever, his devotees are cast into an ocean of despair.
Perciò ogni volta che lascia la terra o una città, i suoi devoti vengono gettati in un oceano di disperazione.
It is always said when Krishna leaves, as it is for the devotee as bad as if the life air which gives strength to the senses and our body has left the body.
È detto che quando Krishna lascia, qualche devoto, per il devoto questo è peggiore che la stessa aria vitale che vivifica i sensi lascia il corpo del devoto.
Lord Krishna maintains his devotees in this world by giving them this pleasure which he can give, being Govinda.
Il Signore mantiene i suoi devoti in questo mondo dando loro quel piacere che lui può dare essendo Govinda.
If the devotees in this world remember just Govinda, they are maintained alive.
Se i devoti in questo modo semplicemente si ricordano di Govinda, mantengono la loro vita.
And Krishna has this power.
E Krishna ha questo potere.
And that as if he is in the heart of a devotee, that devotee is maintained and kept alive.
Se è nel cuore del suo devoto, quel devoto si mantiene in vita.
The Gaga Sanghita speaks of one Ribhu Muni who performed austerities, imagine, for 60,000 years. He meditated on a place about 4 yojanas away from Govardhan Hill, that is on some mountain, Rohita Mountain.
Meditava in questo posto chiamato Montagna Rohita, che si trova a circa 4 yojana dalla collina Govardhana.
No normal person can live for 60,000 years.
Nessuna persona comune può vivere per 60,000 anni.
But because he saw the form of Govinda in his heart, his senses and his mind were maintained.
Ma perché vide la forma di Govinda dentro il suo cuore, i suoi sensi e la sua mente furono mantenuti.
Once Lord Krishna went with Srimati Radharani to this Rohita mountain.
Una volta il Signore Krishna andò da Srimati Radharani in questa montagna Rohita.
And they sat down on a beautiful throne.
Sedettero su un trono meraviglioso.
And they looked over the lake.
E guardarono sul lago.
And there they saw the 60,000-year-old saint standing on one leg. His arms raised like this and having a smile on his lips. Srimati Radharani asked Lord Krishna, Krishna, who is this? Krishna just said, oh, he is Ribhu Muni. Srimati Radharani was not satisfied with such a simple explanation. No, please tell me more about him. Oh, he is a great saint, said Krishna, and he meditates on me as his supreme worshipable deity.
Lui è un grande santo e medita su di me come la suprema divinità adorabile.
Then Krishna called with his sweet voice, which is as deep as thunder, Ribhu, Ribhu Muni, oh Ribhu Muni.
Allora Krishna chiamò con la sua dolce voce che è profonda come il tuono, Ribhu, Ribhu Muni, vieni.
But Ribhu Muni could not respond.
Ma Ribhu Muni non poteva rispondere.
His senses were captured by the Govinda whom he saw in his heart.
I suoi sensi erano prigionieri di Govinda che lui vedeva nel suo cuore.
Then Krishna thought of a way to get the attention of Ribhu Muni.
Allora Krishna pensò ad un modo per ottenere l'attenzione di Ribhu Muni.
He disappeared from the heart of Ribhu Muni.
Scomparve dal cuore di Ribhu Muni.
Ribhu Muni. Where are you, Govinda?
Dove sei, Govinda?
Then Krishna said, oh, Ribhu Muni, veni, veni. The old saint was running and jumping, Haribo, and Govinda, and was running like this towards Radha and Krishna. And he paid his prostrated obeisances. Then he circumambulated in parikrama the divine form of the divine couple. Then Krishna again called, O Ribhu Muni, come, O come. Ribhu Muni at that time was very old, as I said.
Come ho detto, Ribhu Muni a quel tempo era molto anziano.
He immediately gave up his body composed of the material elements.
E immediatamente abbandonò il suo corpo composto di elementi materiali.
And he entered into the divine body of Lord Krishna.
Entrò nel corpo divino del Signore Krishna.
Then Lord Krishna again said, "Oh Ribhumuni, come!"
Allora ancora il Signore Krishna disse, "Ribhumuni, vieni."
And Radharani saw how this time Ribhumuni was coming out of the body of the Lord in a transcendental form. Then Lord Krishna said, "Now Ribhumuni, you can go." And he sent him back to Goloka Vrindavan. And what became out of the body of Ribhumuni? It all of a sudden transformed into transparent liquid.
All'improvviso si trasformò in un liquido trasparente.
Radharani asked, "What is this?"
E Radharani chiese, "Ma che cos'è questo?"
"This is amore," said Krishna.
Questo è amore.
This is his liquid love.
Questo è suo amore liquido.
And it, this body became a river which still flows to this day and time.
E questo corpo divenne un fiume che ancora oggi sta scorrendo.
You can see this river and take a bath in the river of love.
Si può vedere questo fiume e fare un bagno nel fiume dell'amore.
When Radharani saw this, she whispered, "How wonderful!"
Quando Radharani vide questo, sussurrò, "Che meraviglia!"
Yes, she whispered this.
Sussurrò questo.
Yeah. "How wonderful!" she said like this. Yes. This is one of many, many examples how Krishna is Govinda. The pleasure of the senses. If the senses feel pleasure, they are alive. If there is no pleasure, one is dead. You can see this in your own experience during this class.
Potete vederlo nella vostra stessa esperienza in questa lezione.
If you like the subject matter, you will smile.
Se vi piace l'argomento, sorriderete.
But if you feel no pleasure,
ma se invece non
piace, you will fall asleep.
Vi addormenterete.
Of course, there is also another reason why you could fall asleep.
Certo, c'è anche un'altra ragione per la quale potreste addormentare.
You went to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning. It was a long night for all of you. I heard when I was sleeping very comfortably how the bus arrived at 3:30, I believe. And normally there, when a bus of devotee arrives, there are shouts of Hari Bol, Jai Prabhu. But this time it was extremely silent. So I concluded you must have been tired. Yeah, yes. But in general, when our senses feel pleasure, we are alive.
Ma generalmente quando i nostri sensi sentono piacere, noi siamo vivi.
Therefore, a devotee who is thinking about Krishna and hearing about Krishna usually will look very enthusiastic and alive.
Quindi un devoto che pensa a Krishna e sente parlare di Krishna normalmente appare molto entusiasta e vivo.
Even Ribhumuni, after 60,000 years, he felt all right. Because he had Govinda in his heart. My dear devotees, I will now make an important point. As we have heard already a little while ago, There are two types of bhakti. One is bhakti with nectar, and the other is bhakti without nectar, senza nectar, Amrita, yes.
Senza nectar.
What is bhakti without nectar?
Che cos'è la bhakti senza nectar?
It is when Govinda is not in our heart.
È quella quando Govinda non è nel nostro cuore.
It's when we are acting in our Krishna consciousness out of a sense of duty only.
Avviene quando noi agiamo in coscienza di Krishna soltanto per senso del dovere.
Because it is our nature to seek pleasure. When Govinda is not in our heart, we will try to find pleasure elsewhere.
Perché la nostra natura è quella di ricercare il piacere. Quando Govinda non è nel nostro cuore, noi cercheremo il piacere da qualche altra parte.
We will search for, let us say, objects of pleasure within the material energy.
Cercheremo degli oggetti di piacere all'interno dell'energia materiale.
And as we contact these objects of pleasure, we become influenced in a material way by them.
Entrando in contatto con questi oggetti di piacere, saremo influenzati da loro in un modo materiale.
Let me give you a practical example.
Vi darò un esempio pratico.
Imagine, instead of Charanamrita, we would serve out one morning beer, just for experiment.
Immaginate che giusto proprio per fare un esperimento una mattina, invece della Charanamrita, serviremo anche la birra.
Yes, Guru Charan almost died from shock when he heard this. But just as an experiment, we are young people, we want scientific investigation. Let us make this a theoretical experiment, not a practical experiment, please. Beer is a drink, is a juice in the mode of ignorance. We would contact an object in the mode of ignorance by drinking beer. As a result, we would become ignorant.
E come risultato diventeremo ignoranti.
We would become a little covered.
Diventeremo un po' coperti.
Or let us say, just in theory.
Parliamo soltanto in teoria.
We would not make nice kirtan in the morning.
Non verrebbe fuori un bel kirtan.
But one morning we would say, Prabhu, sit down.
Ma diremo, per la mattina diremo, Prabhu, siediti.
Mataji, be careful now.
Mataji, fate attenzione adesso.
It will be a little extraordinary.
Sarà un po' straordinario.
And we would put music on. I do not know the modern bands, but let us say, Led Zeppelin.
E metteremo sulla musica, non conosco le band attuali, ma diciamo dei Led Zeppelin.
And we, some of us would like it. Finally, some good music. I knew there's hope in Krishna consciousness. Others would feel like the mode of passion would increase. Yes. Yes, because we have contacted an object in the mode of passion, that is, passionate music.
Perché siamo entrati in contatto con un oggetto nel modo della passione, che è la musica in passione.
This is a very practical and easy to understand example how, when the soul, does not find Govinda, it looks for something in this world and then becomes mixed with the mode of passion, ignorance, and I doubt that there's a pure sattva guna in Kali Yuga, but a little sattva guna maybe when there's something like that.
Questo è un esempio molto pratico e semplice di come dell'anima quando non ha Govinda dentro il cuore, vada a cercare il piacere, il mangiare del mondo materiale, quindi entri in contatto con i modi della passione, dell'ignoranza e anche un po' di virtù, anche se in Kali Yuga non c'è molta virtù.
And my dear devotee, this is what bhakti without nectar is.
E questo, miei cari devoti, è ciò che la bhakti senza nettare è.
You do not find pleasure in Krishna.
Non trovi piacere in Krishna.
And because you search after pleasure, this is a principle of the human or of the spiritual existence, you go for something in the modes of nature and subsequently become covered by its influence.
E poiché cerchi il piacere, questo è un principio della natura spirituale, andrai a cercarlo nei modi della natura materiale e sarai quindi coperto dall'influenza di esso.
Do you understand? If you don't find pleasure in Krishna,
avete capito? Se non trovate piacere in Krishna,
you will be forced to find pleasure somewhere else.
Sarete obbligati a cercare il piacere da qualche altra parte.
Like when people don't have pure drinking water, they will drink even urine.
Persone che non hanno acqua pura da bere berranno persino l'urina
o beer.
O la birra.
It is practically identical.
Sono praticamente la stessa cosa.
Yes, because they need to drink something, isn't it?
Sì, perché hanno bisogno di bere qualcosa, non è vero?
So if we don't find pleasure in Krishna, we will be forced by our very nature to go and try to find pleasure somewhere else.
Quindi se non troviamo il piacere in Krishna, saremo obbligati dalla nostra stessa natura ad andare a trovare il piacere da qualche altra parte.
Why don't we find pleasure in Krishna?
Perché non troviamo piacere in Krishna?
Srila Rupa Goswami has given his famous example of a jaundice patient who cannot taste the most sweetest thing as sweet, sugar. He tastes it as bitter.
Srila Rupa Goswami ha dato questo famoso esempio della persona malata di itterizia che non può gustare la cosa più dolce, lo zucchero, ma lo sente invece amaro.
It is because of avidya, which is compared to jaundice, that we cannot enjoy the pleasure, the sweet Govinda.
A causa della vidya che è paragonata all'itterizia, noi non possiamo gustare la dolcezza di Govinda.
Yes, and it is by so to say, trying to put Govinda into our lives, that we can again begin to taste Krishna as Krishna Govinda as sweet.
Da cercando di mettere di nuovo Krishna nella nostra vita, che riusciremo a gustare Krishna come dolce.
Just like when a jaundice patient does not taste sugar as sweet, he should not try to stop eating sugar. No, he should eat more sugar.
Come quando una persona malata di itterizia che non riesce a gustare la dolcezza dello zucchero non deve smettere di mangiare lo zucchero, deve mangiare più zucchero.
Because sugar is also the therapy against jaundice.
Perché lo zucchero è anche la terapia contro l'itterizia.
In much the same way as when we don't have taste in Krishna,
e allo stesso modo, quando noi non abbiamo gusto in Krishna,
we must take more Krishna.
Dobbiamo prendere più Krishna.
Because the engagement with Krishna, Krishna Kirtan, Sadhu Sangha, where we discuss Krishna, is the therapy against our lack of taste.
Perché questo prendere Krishna con Krishna attraverso il kirtan, attraverso il sadhusanga nel quale si ascolta di Krishna, si parla di Krishna, questa è la terapia contro la nostra mancanza di gusto.
If you don't take Krishna in your life, what will be your chance? You will be forced to drink. I don't want to repeat this, the material tastes.
Se non prendete Krishna nella vostra vita, quale sarà la vostra possibilità? Sarete costretti a gustare queste cose che non voglio neanche ripetere.
Now when Krishna is put into our hearts, something very interesting happens.
Quando Krishna viene messo nel nostro cuore, succede qualcosa di molto interessante.
Like for instance, if we go on a festival,
come ad esempio quando andiamo ad un festival,
if we hear about Krishna,
se sentiamo parlare di Krishna,
if we pull the ropes of Lord Jagannath's car,
se tiriamo le corde del carro del signore Jagannath,
we eat Krishna prasadam. Somehow, when we bring Krishna into our life, something very important happens, which is the subject matter of spiritual psychology.
Se mettiamo Krishna nella nostra vita, qualcosa di molto interessante succede, e questo è l'argomento della psicologia spirituale.
Krishna will become active within your psychology.
Krishna sarà attivo nella nostra psicologia.
What he will do is, he will drive away the darkness of material attachment.
Quello che farà sarà spazzare via l'oscurità degli attaccamenti materiali.
I think we all know how difficult it is to overcome material attachments.
Penso che tutti noi sappiamo quanto è difficile superare gli attaccamenti materiali.
Because these attachments are very deep-rooted.
Perché questi attaccamenti hanno radici molto in profondità.
It's actually a fact that no one of us can overcome material attachments on his or her own. It is not possible.
Di fatto nessuno di noi con le sue proprie forze può superare questi attaccamenti materiali.
We are not strong enough.
Non siamo abbastanza forti.
Our disease, material attachments, is stronger.
La nostra malattia, l'attaccamento materiale, è più forte.
But when Krishna comes into our hearts, then the material attachments will slowly recede in the back.
Ma quando Krishna viene nel nostro cuore, allora gli attaccamenti materiali gradualmente si metteranno da parte, indietreggeranno.
That is the level of Vaidhi Bhakti.
Questo è solo un livello della Vaidhi Bhakti.
Where we somehow engage our senses with Krishna.
Nel quale noi in un modo o nell'altro impegniamo i nostri sensi
con Krishna. We chant, we eat prasadam, we do all these things which we do. Maybe not so much out of attachment.
Cantiamo, prendiamo prasada, facciamo tutte queste cose che facciamo, magari non tanto per l'attaccamento.
But because we understand it has to be done.
Ma perché comprendiamo che deve essere fatto.
To become healthy.
Per diventare sano.
I would like to give you an example from my own life.
Voglio fornirvi un esempio dalla mia vita.
From time to time I have a terrible back pain, back ache.
Ogni tanto mi viene un terribile mal di schiena.
And now to cure this, there are some exercises which I have to do, which stretch the muscles. I will show you now one of these exercises. They are terrible.
Adesso ve ne farò vedere uno di questi esercizi. Sono terribili.
Can I show you?
Yes.
It works for everyone.
Funziona per tutti.
Primo step.
Primo passo.
The toes have to be pressed into the ground.
Gli alluci devono essere premuti sul pavimento.
I have to stand like this.
Devo stare così in piedi.
Then you have to go back.
E poi bisogna andare indietro.
If the pain is here.
Se il dolore è lì.
This is most painful.
Questo fa molto male.
Look very carefully.
Fate molta attenzione.
Molto forte. It is so bad, but it's very good.
È così brutto, ma fa così bene.
Because I'm sick,
poiché sono malato,
this creates so much problem.
Questo mi crea così tanti problemi.
But it creates a signal into the muscles.
Ma crea un segnale ai muscoli.
See, these muscles are too short in my case.
Questi muscoli sono troppo corti nel mio caso.
Mm-hmm. So if I go back like this, I stretch the muscles and I send a signal. Better you become longer. otherwise you will suffer.
Altrimenti soffrirà.
I am not giving up. I am not giving up.
Io non lascerò stare. Non lo smetterò.
So when you do Vaidhi Bhakti,
quindi quando si compie la Vaidhi Bhakti,
you give a signal to your mind.
Dai un segnale alla tua mente.
I will practice Krishna consciousness.
Io mi eserciterò, praticherò la coscienza di Krishna.
Even if you don't like it, my sick mind.
Anche se te non piace, la mia mente malata.
And at that time, the mind has to become a little bit cooperative.
E a quel punto la mente deve diventare un po' più cooperativa.
Now, after some time,
e dopo un po' di tempo,
the muscles will be normal.
Muscoli.
In the same way, when you practice Vaidhi Bhakti, after some time, you will become normal again. A healthy.
Sani.
And at that time, you will become so attached to your practice.
E a quel punto si diventerà così attaccati alla propria pratica.
You will have ruchi.
Si ruchi.
And at that moment, the attachments leave your heart.
E a quel punto gli attaccamenti abbandoneranno il cuore.
This is called Raga Bhakti. You have deep spontaneous attraction in your heart.
Questa si chiama Raga Bhakti e si ha una profonda e spontanea attrazione nel proprio cuore.
That is the process to become healthy again.
Questo è il processo attraverso il quale si diventa di nuovo sani.
Sometimes devotees asked, well, in our process, why do so many leave?
Alcune volte devo ti chiedono, ma perché nel nostro processo così tanti se ne vanno?
Why do I also sometimes feel so like a normal person with material attachments?
Perché anch'io a volte mi sento come una persona normale con degli attaccamenti materiali.
The answer is, if you practice Krishna consciousness in the beginning, the material attachments only go in the background, but they are still there.
Il punto è che praticando la coscienza di Krishna all'inizio gli attaccamenti materiali indietreggiano, ma sono comunque lì.
So if you stop practicing,
e quindi se si interrompe la pratica,
the material attachments will come back again in full swing.
E quindi gli attaccamenti materiali ritorneranno di nuovo indietro con piena forza.
Yeah, forza. Yeah. And then they will pull you to material life again.
E ti trascineranno di nuovo nella vita materiale.
So, but Krishna is very kind.
Ma Krishna è molto gentile.
Even on a low platform,
anche in una piattaforma bassa,
the platform of a beginner,
la piattaforma di una persona che inizia,
he is Govinda.
Lui è Govinda.
When a devotee hears about Krishna,
quando un devoto sente parlare di Krishna,
chants about Krishna,
canta Krishna,
he will feel so happy.
Si sentirà così felice.
He will feel so fulfilled. Like I remember here in Italy, where most of us are kirtan lovers. When you are situated nicely in the kirtan, it's not like this back exercise. Because you are experiencing Govinda. The pleasure of your mind and the senses.
Il piacere della mente e dei sensi.
Kirtan, therefore, is pleasurable in the beginning of your practice and at the end of your practice.
Quindi il kirtan è soddisfacente all'inizio della pratica e anche alla fine della pratica.
Or another example where Govinda immediately manifests and gives your senses pleasure is in the association of good devotees.
Un altro esempio nel quale Govinda si manifesta immediatamente da piacere ai vostri sensi è nella compagnia di buoni devoti.
In the association of devotees where there is the serious endeavor to please Krishna and to become humble, even though one feels sometimes not yet perfect.
In compagnia dei devoti c'è uno sforzo serio di dare piacere a Krishna, di diventare umili anche quando il devoto non si sente
Even when Krishna comes into your heart in the beginning states of your spiritual life.
Anche quando Krishna viene nel cuore, anche allo stadio iniziale della pratica
spirituale. You will feel bhakti with nectar.
E così si percepirà la bhakti con il nettare.
Because Lord Krishna has this this potency, he drives away this maya out of the heart.
Perché Krishna ha questa potenza di spazzare via maya dal cuore.
Ayataksi gave me a very nice Italian candle.
Ayataksi mi ha fornito un bellissimo candle italiano.
And yesterday, candle, yes. Candela, yes. A candela. And yesterday, with great happiness, I ignited that candle. I like candles very much because the sun, the moon, and fire represent Krishna in this world.
Mi piacciono le candele molto perché il sole, la luna e il fuoco rappresentano Krishna in questo modo.
I like to look at the flame and I feel this is Krishna present in my life.
Mi piace guardare la fiamma e pensare questo è Krishna presente nella mia vita.
In the 11th canto it is said Krishna can be worshipped through fire. Don't worry, I don't offer an incense or do something unusual.
L'undicesimo canto ha spiegato che Krishna può essere adorato nel fuoco, non faccio niente di strano, ma non fa l'incenso.
Yes, but some of us are a little mystical by inclination, so they do such things. Yes, they like to look in the candle and think, oh, Krishna is so wonderful.
Alcuni di noi hanno delle inclinazioni un po' mistiche, per cui fanno cose simili, guardano le candele, la fiamma, e dicono, Krishna, sei così meraviglioso.
Then I noticed something. The wax was melting.
E poi ho notato una cosa, che la cera si stava sciogliendo.
And it began to drop.
E cominciava a gocciolare.
And at that moment I remembered a very deep spiritual psychology.
A quel punto mi sono ricordato di un argomento spirituale molto psicologico profondo.
It says when Krishna comes in the heart, our material attachments start to become soft and drop away like wax.
Detto che quando Krishna viene nel cuore i nostri attaccamenti materiali cominciano a diventare più teneri e poi gocciolano via come cera.
This is bound to happen. It must happen.
Questo deve accadere, obbligatorio.
Just like when you have a flame in the candle, something happens to the wax. It can't remain the same.
Come quando c'è una fiamma nella candela, qualcosa succede alla cera, quella non può rimanere la stessa.
So if you bring Krishna into your heart somehow or other, the heart cannot remain the same.
Quindi se portiamo Krishna nel cuore, in un modo o nell'altro, il cuore non può rimanere lo stesso.
The only thing you must be afraid of in this process is offenses against devotees.
L'unica cosa di cui si deve avere paura in questo processo sono le offese contro i devoti.
Because you cannot bring Krishna into your heart when you have made offenses against devotees. Krishna doesn't want to go into a heart with offenses.
Perché non potete portare Krishna nel vostro cuore se avete fatto offese ai devoti. Krishna non vuole andare nel cuore se ci sono delle offese ai devoti.
It is because of offenses that we cannot taste the holy name.
È a causa delle offese che non possiamo gustare il santo nome.
It's because of offenses that we cannot relish the darshan of the deities.
È a causa delle offese che non possiamo gustare il darshan delle divinità.
You know, when a person has fever, he can't enjoy sweet rice.
Quando una persona ha la febbre non può godere il riso dolce.
What he has to do is, when the fever is gone a little bit, he has to start very carefully eating small amounts.
Quando la febbre se n'è andata, bisogna cominciare piano piano a mangiarne. Quando la febbre se ne sta andando, bisogna cominciare piano piano a prenderne delle piccole quantità.
In March, I was so ill that I was thinking I might die.
In marzo stavo così male che pensavo che sarei morto.
And I had to fast for 4 weeks.
Ho dovuto digiunare per 4 settimane.
Because if you have an unwanted guest, you don't give him any, you can't give him anything to eat, then he goes. I had personal faith in this therapy. Only I was allowed to drink water and one or two spoons of honey during the day.
Mi era concesso soltanto di bere dell'acqua e uno o due cucchiai di miele durante il giorno.
I want to tell you that was not difficult at all.
Voglio dirvi che non era affatto difficile.
What was difficult, terribly difficult, was to start eating again.
Ciò che è stato molto difficile, incredibilmente difficile, è stato ricominciare a mangiare di nuovo.
You could only eat one thing of soup a day, one little bowl of soup. But your hunger was awakened again. The fire of digestion. I had dreams of breaking open the refrigerator. One day devotees found me trying to eat grass. And they said, no, you slowly, you can enter the world of eating again. This is also when we have done offenses against devotees. We have to be careful. When we have made offenses against the holy name, when we have made offenses against Krishna, we have to take sick man's portions. Sick man's portions. Small. Yes, porzione la mana malate. Yeah, porzione la malate. Yes. We have to... It's not, in other words, if you have committed offenses, that now you should take overdoses of chanting. You must correct your offenses with the devotees, with Krishna. You must start slowly 16 rounds. Or if you just return to chanting again, maybe 8 rounds, 10 rounds a day. Because we are sick, we can't taste Krishna consciousness. Let me now give the summary. Govinda is the only cure for the tastelessness of material existence.
Govinda è l'unica cura per la mancanza di gusto dell'esistenza materiale.
Lord Govinda is the only cure to give us relief from our material disease.
Il Signore Govinda è l'unica cura che ci permette di guarire dalla malattia materiale.
Lord Govinda in our heart is like the fire in the candle, which melts the ignorance away.
Il Signore Govinda nel nostro cuore è come la fiamma della candela che scioglie i nostri attaccamenti.
And we must put Govinda daily into our heart.
E dobbiamo portare Govinda ogni giorno nel nostro cuore.
That's the only way how we can survive in this material existence.
Questo è l'unico modo in cui possiamo sopravvivere in questa esistenza materiale.
If we don't do this, our attachments will be too strong.
Se non facciamo così, i nostri attaccamenti saranno troppo forti.
And then we only will practice bhakti without nectar.
E praticheremo soltanto la bhakti senza nectar.
But if Govinda comes into our heart even a little bit, we will taste bhakti with nectar.
Ma se Govinda viene nel nostro cuore anche soltanto un po', allora gusteremo la bhakti con il nectar.
And when a devotee tastes this nectar of Krishna's presence, his eternal relationship will start to blossom forth.
E quando un devoto gusta questo nectar della presenza di Krishna, la sua eterna relazione con lui comincerà a fiorire.
From bhakti with nectar comes the dasya ras, the sakya ras, the vatsalya ras, and the madhurya ras.
Dalla bhakti con il nectar avviene il
In other words, the taste which you have with bhakti, from bhakti with nectar, becomes, related to Krishna directly.
In altre parole, il gusto che si ha dalla bhakti con il nettare verrà collegato a Krishna direttamente.
And then you have your eternal ras.
E così si avrà il nostro ras eterno.
Yes. First it's the bhakti, the devotional practices, which give you nectar.
Prima è la bhakti, la pratica devozionale che vi dà il nettare.
And then it's the relationship with Krishna, which gives you nectar or ras.
E poi
so we cannot stay on the level of bhakti without nectar. It is not. This is not your life. Imagine I would have to practice my exercises from morning to for 20 years like the way I did it now for you to see. I can just take a rope and go to the next tree and hang myself. It's more pleasurable. Yes, it has to come to a platform where it is, where the health is restored. So the only way, it goes very clear, fast, when you don't commit offenses.
L'unica via che funziona, l'unico metodo che funziona molto velocemente, chiaramente, quando non si commettono offese.
Your spiritual healing is done very fast when you don't do any offenses.
Quando non si commettono offese, la salute spirituale viene recuperata molto.
And it and then soon you will taste bhakti with nectar.
E non appena si gusterà la bhakti con il nettare.
I have seen some of you tasting bhakti with nectar.
Avete presto. Se non si fanno offese presto si gusterà la bhakti con il nettare. Ho visto alcuni di voi che gustano la bhakti con il nettare.
Even Simone, our painter, has tasted bhakti with nectar in the kirtan. Have you seen? He's going, wow! Have you seen? I have seen. Some nectar must be there, otherwise how could you fly all over the room? Yes, yes. Some of you. Krishna. Because my point is, please understand this. When Govinda is there, when you can, he gives pleasure. Even this Ribhu Muni, he could stay in his body for 60,000 years because Govinda was there. I want to say I'm very impressed by the nice atmosphere here in Prabhupada Desh. And two things I have observed. There are no politics. Maybe a little, because we are human beings, but not not in a really bad way, you know. Yes, and there is great stress in the chanting. And as a result, you can see there's some life here. Now the altar has changed. Then the colors have changed inside and outside. Rooms which had become ruins have changed. Yes, I think it is very nice if we get a nice Krishna conscious gardener. Even the garden can change a little bit more.
Yeah.
But you can see, Govinda is here. Some signs of life are there. In a body, you know, where there is life, the nails grow. Do they also grow in dead bodies, I think? For some time. Maybe one week like this. Yes. So in when there's life, growth is there. It may not, you know, you see it. It's something in the atmosphere. I don't think we should make the mistake of the Calvinistic philosophy that the most religious person is the most wealthy person. In Christianity, you would measure a person's religiosity by his material successes. This cannot be done. In other words, it's not that spiritual life can be measured how full the temple treasury is. But you can see some signs of devotion. Devotees will do something for Krishna, and you can see it. Devotees may remain poor. Yes, we are devotees. No need to be the soul. We are renunciants, renunciato. You don't need to be very rich. But you will see some changes. Maybe next time I come, the dust on the lamps will be gone. Doesn't cost anything. What? Very far. Hare Krishna. I'm joking. So thank you very, very much for your attention. So do you have any questions about putting Govinda into your heart? I wanted to explain also the other names, Govinda, Brahmanya, Bhaktavatsala, which are used in this verse, but I got stuck with Govinda.
Avrei voluto spiegare anche gli altri nomi che sono qui, Govinda, Brahmanya, Bhaktavatsala, ma mi sono bloccato a Govinda.
Bloccato. Harivo, Tota Gopina, your color has changed. The signs of ecstasy after the festival are in your face. Hare Krishna. Yeah. The difference between our imagination maybe and the reality. Yes, thank you very much. It's a very good question. Have you understood the question of our Mataji? Yes? Yes, how can we distinguish between a religious imagination, sentiment maybe, and the presence of the Lord, the factual reality, spiritual reality?
La vera, autentica, reale
I think this is a very important question.
Ritengo che questa sia una domanda molto importante.
And in the name of religious sentiments, you could easily cheat yourself.
Sotto le spoglie del, in nome del sentimento religioso si può facilmente imbrogliare se stessi.
And normally those who just imagine some spiritual state are in danger to turn into fanatics.
E normalmente coloro che immaginano soltanto degli stati spirituali sono in pericolo o possono essere in pericolo di diventare dei fanatici.
Yes, because their hearts have not changed.
Perché il loro cuore non è cambiato.
And this is really where you can, let me say, apply the measuring stick in your spiritual life. Has your heart been transformed?
Questo è proprio il punto in cui si può applicare il metodo di misura nel proprio cuore. Quanto nel proprio nella vita spirituale, quanto il cuore è cambiato?
Yes. When there is just a theory but no transformation of the heart, then this can turn into fanaticism.
Quando c'è soltanto la teoria ma non c'è la trasformazione nel cuore, questo può risultare fanaticismo.
Or maybe sentimentalism.
O forse sentimentalismo.
But if there is a true change in heart, then this is the sign of a bona fide or factual or real spiritual experience.
Ma se c'è un cambiamento nel cuore, allora questo è un segno di un reale, autentico, un'autentica esperienza spirituale.
I was giving the traditional example of a candle who has where there is a flame who has been lit.
Ho dato l'esempio tradizionale di una candela che è stata accesa.
The symptom that the candle is burning is that there's fire and that the wax melts.
Il sintomo che la candela sta bruciando è che c'è il fuoco e che la cera si scioglie.
It's so important that the heart is transformed.
È così importante che il cuore sia trasformato.
What are the signs which we can look for?
Quali sono i segni che possiamo guardare?
The general sign is the transformed heart will feel attachment to Krishna and detachment from matter.
Il segno generale del cambiamento del cuore è che proviamo attrazione verso Krishna e distacco verso gli oggetti materiali.
This is how the general symptom.
Questo è il sintomo generale.
But then there are more specific signs.
Ma poi ci sono altri segni più specifici.
The signs of attachment for Krishna is that one does not want to waste his time, for instance.
Ad esempio, il segno dell'attaccamento per Krishna è che una persona non vuole sprecare il proprio tempo.
That one feels attachment to his holy name.
Quando una persona, è un altro sintomo è quando una persona sente attrazione per il suo santo nome.
That one just wants to be with. One likes places where Krishna is.
Quando una persona vuole essere, piace essere nei posti dove Krishna è presente.
If possible, I want to show you today a new slideshow of Vrindavan, if possible.
Se è possibile, oggi vorrei farvi vedere una nuova serie di diapositive su Vrindavan.
Because that will increase our attachment to Krishna.
Perché questo aumenterà il nostro attaccamento per Krishna.
Where does Krishna live?
Dove vive Krishna?
Yes. So, and on the other side, detachment, you will be, from matter, you will see that you are tolerant.
Dall'altra parte, quello che riguarda il distacco dalla materia, si vede dal fatto di essere tolleranti.
You are not so easily agitated any longer.
Non si è più facilmente agitati.
Let it be.
Che sia così.
Let the material world, let it be.
Il mondo materiale sia pure così.
It holds no attraction for me.
Non ha nessuna attrattiva per me.
It's only superficial.
È soltanto superficiale.
It's only the covering of the real identity.
È soltanto la copertura della vera identità.
Yes. Krishna. Yes, we don't want to have an imagination. We want to have a real experience. Am I a demon or am I a Vaishnav? See, when you light a fire, in the beginning there will be fire and smoke.
Quando si accende un fuoco, all'inizio ci sarà fuoco, fiamma e fumo.
So in this same way, in the beginning of spiritual life, yes, there will be attachment to Krishna, but also attachment to the material world.
Quindi all'inizio della vita spirituale ci sarà sia l'attaccamento per Krishna che l'attaccamento al mondo materiale.
Like you have said, the mind is going everywhere. Like in Lila Shuka's drama, the demon. What to do when there's a lot of smoke? Then you have to increase the fire.
Che cosa fare quando c'è tanto fumo? Bisogna aumentare il fuoco.
So, to increase your spiritual fire, you can go to such festivals as this one.
Per aumentare il tuo fuoco spirituale puoi venire, puoi andare a festival come questo.
This will increase the fire in you and the smoke will become less.
Questo aumenterà il fuoco, il fumo diminuirà.
We have smoky brains. Hare Krishna. But please take courage, you're not alone in this. Just increase the fire.
Semplicemente aumenta il fuoco.
In Germany I have one Kamen. Is it Kamen? I don't know. Camino?
Yeah.
I live in a place, in a house called Karuna Bhavan, the house of mercy, and there is a Camino. And when I have traveled for a few months and I come back, then there's a lot of, you know, humidity in the Camino, and when you put the fire, it comes like the smoke comes all over. And then it's really, it's a question, who will win, the fire or the smoke? It's an intense wrestling in the Camino. And but then we put some very dry things, and we put a little camphor, and then and then the fire becomes stronger. So sometimes we need to put a little, help a little bit our Krishna consciousness. Some little comfort must be added. And I believe such festivals are such things. When you come to the festival, you should leave your ordinary life behind. Forget that you are an aristocratic signora. Dance like a mad woman. You can take instructions at our Krishna Shakti. She dances very lively. This is Krishna Shakti from Detroit. She is a great example for our Matajis all over the world. Sometimes, you know, at the beginning of a festival we go like, oh, all these people, I don't know anyone here. And, you know, we feel still a little bit smoky in our brains.
Mm-hmm.
But then the camphor comes, and then we are aflame. Soon our Radhanath Maharaj will come here, and he usually brings tons of camphor. Yes, and he will ignite our Krishna consciousness, and all our smoke will go. I heard we have Harinam on the 28th in Vicentia. Venezia. I really, if I will come with a helicopter or Viman, you know. this is the best Vicentia Harinam. Venezia, I'm sorry. Venice Harinam is the best. Yeah. We will drink from. Yeah. We will drink cups of ecstasy and turn mad in Venice. Hare Krishna. Thank you for your nice question. Yes, one more. Mathura Padhi, Prabhu, the sound man. Yeah. You would hear different answers from different Swamis. Here is Sachinandan Swami's answer. If you would ask Bhakti Vikash Maharaj, you would get a different answer. I personally think in the beginning it is alright to be a little sentimental. Because, you see, you must have some feelings to bring them to Krishna. If your heart is ice and remains ice, how will you give something to direct something on Krishna? I want to give two examples now. The first was a Yugoslavian devotee. I will not tell you his name. He was so sentimental. And we are from Germany. It was simply almost intolerable to even come 5 meters next to him. He would sit in the Brahmachari ashram, look at a picture of Krishna and just go, ooh! And I said, come on, you are a boy, not a lady. Then he went to Radhakund and died on the bank of Radhakund. It's sure he went back home, back to Godhead. He had somehow directed his feelings to Krishna. Another example. There was one Madhaji. I will tell you her name. Lilavati. She had. What? Yeah, I will tell you the name, yes. She was a god sister. And she had a baby. Husband had left her. And when she saw the deities, she went, always crying. I don't think it was only because of Krishna that she cried. She cried, my husband has left me. But a little bit she cried because of somehow sentimental emotions. And she would drive people crazy. Lilavanti, you're so sentimental. You make me cry. In frustration.
Yes.
And Prabhupada was asked, and she said, no, it's good. In the beginning it may be mixed, but one day she will cry for
Krishna.
Let her cry. But again, as I said, in the beginning it may be alright to be emotionally moved. This is not yet spiritual.
Ma non è ancora spirituale.
Is it just maybe the melody is so dolce?
Yeah. Forse la melodia è così dolce.
Yes, we cry in kirtan because of the melody.
Possiamo piangere nel kirtan magari perché la melodia.
And so on. But at least some emotion is there, and if we can put that to Krishna, that's good. But if we remain on this level, it could become dangerous. We could become just sentimentalists who mistake the material for the spiritual emotions. This is what sentimentalism is. You make a mistake. You mistake the material for the spiritual.
Si fanno degli errori, si confonde il materiale con lo spirituale.
Hare Krishna. Again, if you do not like this answer, you can ask others and you will 100% get a different answer.
Di nuovo, se non avete accettato questa risposta, potete chiedere ad altri e otterrete delle risposte diverse.
Hare Krishna. Ganga Mai. I think you want to express it in a simple way. If I understand you correctly, you wish to act according to Krishna's plan and not your plan. Is this Krishna's desires are first and not your desires, like this?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good question also. You all have such nice questions today. See, we have to pray to become an instrument in Krishna's plan and not make Krishna an instrument in our plan. Now, we are very afraid of this. To become a part in someone else's plan? This is slavery. What if he will abuse my naive prayer? I have heard that Krishna takes away things from his devotees. What if he does this with my plans? With my arrangements? This cannot be. No. Let us see how Krishna can serve me. That's much better than how I serve Krishna. You will be surprised. There are deep existential fears in us to surrender to Krishna and his plan. To let go is... we are very afraid of that. Sisi go nitai ki go premanandi hari hari bo. I think Krishna knows of our fears.
Io penso che Krishna sappia delle nostre paure.
And that's why he is not yet revealing his beauty 100% to us.
Questo è il motivo per cui lui non sta rivelando al 100% la sua bellezza a noi.
So, as we have said, Gangamayi, we must take Krishna consciousness in small doses. At this moment, let us not surrender beyond our own capability. We will only do it for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and then feel bronciato.
Potremmo fare per 1, 2, 3 giorni e poi ci sentiremo bruciati.
Bruciati, yes, not to, yes, burnt. So that's why we have to situate ourselves according to our present level of advancement, some security must be there, and then we can do nice devotional service. And as we go on doing devotional service, we will lose more and more our fear. And we will surrender more and more to Krishna. So, Hare Krishna. Now we have talked for a long time, and I think it is a good time to end our discussions here. We will have a Sunday program starting maybe at 5 o'clock, am I correct? 5 is good. Mm-hmm. Yes, 5 to 7. And then after the kirtan, maybe a little prasadam for the devotees. Yeah, and then maybe some slideshow. Yeah. I will kidnap all of you to Vrindavan. This is my plan. Yes. And you can eat a little and also rest a little bit more. Yes. And I see you fully awake at 5 o'clock. Srila Prabhupada ki, sisi go nitai ki, go premanandi hari hari bo.